Hey, good morning, everybody. It's Pastor Lenny.
And Pastor Lori.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I keep hearing that song by Stevie Wonder. Isn't she lovely? Isn't she beautiful? Oh, she is so beautiful. She's heaven sent. But anyway, come on, back on it, back on it, back on it. We are so blessed to be with you. We love you guys. And I mean that from the bottom of our hearts.
Amen.
You're so very important to us, each and every one of you. We go through every one of your comments. We've gotten to know a lot of you. We love you. Thank you for your encouraging words. Thank you for your uplifting words, your messages, your financial gifts. But we love you. We love you. You're my family. We are not going to be internet preachers who just deliver a message. Our hearts belong, well, first of all, our hearts belong to God. And in the hearts belonging to God, our hearts belong to you.
Because that's where his heart is.
Because that's where his heart is, amen. And as he is, so are we.
Yep.
That's really good, Pastor Lori. And our hearts belong to you. We pray for you. We pray for you. We pray for you. My heart breaks. You know what? I believe Jesus' heart breaks. I really do. I think Jesus' heart is so moved by you guys. I know my heart is moved by you guys. You guys are my heroes. Right now, the biggest hero I have is Peter. Peter is staring at death. And I want to reach through and I want to help him. Pray for Peter. You know, Peter tells me, Pastor Lenny, I'm just riddled with so much guilt. And I tried to remove it from him as best I could. That's what I'm trying to do. Or not I'm trying to do. I'm not trying to do.
No.
I believe the Holy Spirit is doing it.
Amen.
Is relieving you of any kind of guilt, shame, or condemnation
that
man has put on.
That's right.
I hate inferior translations. I really do. And you know what? There's a lot of well-meaning ministers. But seriously, they're preaching mixture. And just like Jesus said in Mark chapter 7 and verse 13, your traditions have made the word of God of none effect. Poorly translated scriptures, messages of mixture. People are riddled with guilt, shame, and condemnation. And Holy Spirit is raising us up to see that removed from the body of Christ.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
That's why we keep talking about righteousness. I asked Pastor Lori this morning, are we talking about righteousness too much, too often? Well, she said no.
Every day, all day, I want to hear it.
I mean, in Hebrews chapter 5, it tells us. I'm not certain of the verse. I don't have it in front of me. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to look at it real quick.
Ooh, it's a good book.
I think it should be easy to find. I just got to look up the picture of that stake that's in my book. This picture of the stake. Here we go. Yeah, so it's Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 12 and 13. It tells us that the meat of God's word is the teachings and the lessons of the believing of righteousness. So, yeah, we're going to keep talking about righteousness until you fully grab hold of the fact that you are righteous, and that means you are fully qualified. You are in full and right standing before God. You are at peace with God. You are fully qualified for everything that Jesus Christ has made available. Period. Without any works, effort, doing, responsibilities, obligations, that puts you in the equation. And then it's not the gospel of grace. It's not the gospel of grace. So this is what the Holy Spirit has called us to do, to bring that revelation of who you are. I am, I can, and I have. You want to say anything?
Just like Jesus. As you were talking, I just kept thinking, I'm just like Jesus. I'm just like Jesus. See it across my forehead. Jesus, I'm just like Jesus. I'm his address. And there's nothing, does Jesus have to do anything to be Jesus? No, he is Jesus. I'm just like Jesus.
Amen. And in Romans chapter 5, not Romans chapter 5, Romans chapter, yeah, no, what Romans chapter 8, verse 29, for whom God foreknew, he determined that they would be conformed into the exact image,
exact
duplicate copy duplicate of his copy. Son, Jesus, period. In verse 30 of chapter 8, and those he called, he declared, God declared righteous, he justified.
Righteous with God's righteousness.
Can't be any more righteous.
Can't be any more righteous
than God's that. Approval. Right standing before God, peace with God, fully qualified by God. And those he declared righteous, he glorified.
Oof.
Period. Please don't let man tell you of what you need to do, of what you have to do, or what you must do. Always be reminded of what Jesus did. His work. His effort. His doing. Not ours. It's already 6 minutes in, but the last thing we're going to do is we're going to take communion together, okay? But we have been doing teachings from 1 John chapter 3, and we have been showing you how our translations have just made a mess of things. And we've been rightly dividing, rightly sharing you what is really meant, what was there. And we can't go back, but this is in a playlist. You'll be able to find it, all the teachings of 1 John chapter 3. Please go back, because we can't go over it. Pastor Lori's going to read up to verse, I'm not sure, I believe 4 or 5. And so just pay attention. And when we get to verse 4 and 5, the verses that we're doing today, you're going to see what I mean about translations, Pastor Lori.
Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doeth not, and doth it not appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.
Oh.
And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Whosoever.
Now these are the verses that we're doing today, verse 4 and verse 5.
Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law. Transgresses. I'm rephrasing it. Also the law. For sin is the transgression of the law. And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin.
All right. So what do you think about verse 4?
Whosoever committed sin.
What is that talk? What is that telling you?
For sin is a transgression of law. And you know that he.
Come on. You don't really
that
know.
I'm. There's a possibility of the sin thing's a big thing now still, right?
Yeah. Okay. That's pretty cool.
When I'm reading that, I'm seeing sin is an issue.
But before we go there, I wanted to zero in on verse 2 again, where it says, when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Of course, we went over what that means, and you need to go listen to that. And very, very simply, I want to let you know, when you look for Jesus, when you search for Jesus, and when you find Jesus, you will find yourself. You will find you. And that's what that verse is talking about. As he is, so are we in this world. But anyway, verse 4. Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law. For sin is the transgression of the law. Wait a second. Do you know what that word transgresseth means? This is what it means. In the Greek, this shows you translations just don't do it. So we're going to let you know what it's really saying, what it's really meaning. We're going to rightly divide from the true, too good to be true gospel of grace.
I'm looking forward.
So the word transgresseth is peyeo. Okay. It means abides with, agrees with, bands together with, continues with. So now here we go. Whoever abides with, agrees with, bands together with, continues with the law, gives strength to sin.
Oh, there we are again.
Sin is still the issue. For sin is the transgression of the law. So now listen to this. Is John telling us we're still under the law? Preach the law, teach the law, put people under the law. It's not what he's saying there. Not at all. Mm-mm. What he's saying there is what Paul says in Romans chapter 6, verse 14. Sin has no more dominion over you, for you are not under the law. You are under grace. And in Romans chapter 6, verse 20, I want to turn to this portion of scripture and we're going to look at it together. Romans chapter 6, verse 20. I spoke about this on Sunday. If you haven't heard that message, you need to. Voluntary and involuntary. But Romans chapter 6, verse 20. You could read that, Pastor Laurie.
For when ye were the servants of sin, you were free from righteousness.
Okay. Servants of sin, right? You were free from righteousness. Sin, law, not righteous. So what this portion of scripture is supposed to be saying is what Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 56. And we're going to read that to you because I want to get this right. This is not Pastor Lenny. This is Paul. Paul says this, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. So now, getting back to 1 John chapter 3, verse 4, where he's saying, whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law. For sin is the transgression of the law. So what he's saying there is, if you're having a problem with sin, you haven't realized or understood your freedom from it because of the power of grace, because of the power of knowing you are righteous. Sin is only a problem. Sin only has a stronghold in your life when you are still in your soul placing yourself under the dominance of legalism and the law.
Wow.
Is that not good?
That's very good.
He made me free. He who the Son makes free is free indeed.
Yes.
That's John chapter 8, verse 36. And in Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, therefore stand in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free and no longer be entangled to a yoke of bondage. So this is what that first scripture is really saying. But you look and you say, well, Pastor Lenny, that's not what it says exactly. It's not what it says. But when you look up the Greek words, especially when you go to the King James Version, I have an app that automatically connects the King James Version with the Strong's Concordance. And Pastor Lori asked me the question. She said, Len, I'm looking at the scripture. And she said, what's supposed to be there? The blue words or the black words?
In the Strong's, yeah.
Exactly. And it's amazing that half of that scripture, those wordings, are not even there. Mm. And so the translators pick a word and try to find the meaning of that word and then try to add to it and make it make sense. But in doing that, it makes no sense. And so we get in there and we find out what the Greek means and we put it up to the mirror of God's word, right? True gospel of grace, especially with the greatest champion of grace, Paul, and we find out what it really is saying and what it really means. Because it's going to be very interesting hearing that and then finding what else John is going to be saying. So I hope so far that makes sense.
It does. What's scary is that it does make sense, but it makes the wrong sense.
Right. The way it's translated.
Yes.
Exactly.
It's wrong.
Exactly.
And you believe it because you think this is the Bible.
Exactly. Exactly. Lori, that's Pastor Lori, that is so good. And so many people will walk out of meetings because we're not reading from the scriptures that Jesus read from, the King James Version. And so now he goes from verse 4, he goes to verse 5. Read verse 5, Pastor Lori.
And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin.
Whoa, wow. Okay, whosoever commits sin transgresseth the law. For sin is the transgression of the law. You're talking about people that sin? You're talking about people that transgress? But you're equating that with people who are still under the law, who are still adhering to the law, who are still following the law for righteousness, to please God, their own strength. Galatians chapter 2, verse 21, I will not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness comes from the law, Jesus Christ died for no reason at all. So you see what John is really teaching, what John is really talking about, because we rightly divide the word of God. And so now it goes from that to, listen, guys, you know he came to take away sins. Sin is not an issue no more. Why is sin not an issue no more? Because it was buried with him. You were buried with him. You were raised with him to newness of life. And now sin has no more dominion over you. Why? Because you don't transgress the law anymore. The law is not existing anymore for you, for the believer, for the child of God, who's led by the Spirit, who's born of God, who's united with Jesus Christ. Why? Because he came to take sins away. And he did take sins away. And now because of that, because we are new creations, now because we live in new creation realities, now because we've been declared righteous, now because we move and breathe and have our being in Jesus Christ, now because we're led by the Holy Spirit, there's no sin in him. Where do you live?
Where do I live?
Yeah.
In his righteousness.
In
his
him,
love.
Right?
In him.
In him. That's, if any man be in Christ, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, if any man be in Christ, right? Romans chapter 6, verse 4 and 5, we have been planted together with him, you know, as one with him, in him. And so in him, one with him, fellowship with him, walking with him, walking in grace, walking in new creation realities, walking in your righteousness, in him, there is no sin. Mm. Under the law, trying to keep the law, you're giving strength to sin. You're giving strength to sin. The law gives strength to sin. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 56. So hopefully now you're reading this with a new and clearer understanding, and you're noticing the importance of how to rightly divide the word of God and how to stay in the true, too good to be true new covenant of our grace, where we are, we can, and we have because of Jesus Christ. So I hope that's blessed you. And right now, we're going to end our session and we're going to take communion. I hope you were able to find elements so that you can take communion with us. Now, when we take communion, what we're doing is remembering. We're remembering. Sometimes we can forget. Sometimes man is really helpful in helping us forget. But we're not going to forget. Today, we're going to remember. We're going to remember his broken body. right? Isaiah chapter 53, verse 10 through 12, his broken body. The Father was pleased to crush him, to break him, to bruise him, right? The Father was pleased to make him weak, to make him sickly, to make him diseased, to crush him, to break him. Why? That through his righteous sacrifice, through his servant, Jesus Christ, sacrifice and offering, we would be made whole. And so we're remembering that, remembering what Jesus did, what Jesus accomplished, the will of the Father for us. He was broken so that we can be made whole. So we celebrate that wholeness together, that healing together, that power that now flows from within through our bodies in Jesus' name. And we remember his blood that washed us whiter than snow, his blood that washed away sin, that removed sin, that obliterated sin. It's gone. It's no longer an issue. This blood that has brought about a perfect cleansing, a perfect redemption, a perfect forgiveness. We remember that we've been made righteous through this sacrifice, through this blood. We've been made whole, and we've been healed through this sacrifice. So we do this. We do this all in remembrance to what Jesus did and what Jesus provided.
Amen.
Any closing words, Pastor Lori?
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. We love you, and we'll see you again in a couple of days.